This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy Friday, everybody. 97.1 FM Talk DGS. Thank you, Andrew.
You're welcome.
We have a delightful fire on a beach video going on our big screen, and it went to an ad, and I pointed at him, and without any communication, he knew just what to do.
It was a delightful medical commercial for a while there.
Yes, yes. A gentleman shaving something that shouldn't be shaved. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
I hate those
Jews.
Sleep those sleep videos, sleep sound videos. That are, you know, like what Andrew has on now, a fire next to the ocean.
All right, so turn it, Andrew.
It's got the waves and the crackling fire.
Well, Tony hates it so
Why
much.
Why do you hate
and
that?
It'll be, no.
I hate peaceful images.
No,
hate
no, no.
them.
Let it finish.
He's got more.
That have commercials in them. The streams that have commercials in them. Because I put them on all the time. Especially if, like, we're having a movie night, sleep on the couch night or something, and the kids don't want it to be pitch black. So when they fall asleep, I'll put one of those on. That way the TV's still on and there's some white noise. And it'll say, you know, like, perfect for sleep,
mm-hmm.
10 hours of relaxing waterfall sounds. But then every 30 minutes, a 30-second commercial pops on. Like,
for something delightful, I'm
that's
sure.
That's not how, no, that's yeah. not 10 hours of perfect right. sleep. That's interrupting my sleep. Some of them, actually, I think most of them, put an ad at the beginning. It's fine. Make
yeah.
your money, boo-boo. I get it. But
you say make your money, boo-boo?
Yes.
Make your money, boo?
Yes, he did.
Yes.
Is this something the kids are saying that I'm not hip to?
No, I think it's something the kids were saying like 10 years ago.
Okay. Make your money,
it's
boo-boo.
It's something I'm saying, so yeah. yeah.
Not from now on?
I yeah. love it.
The 30-year-old kids out there.
So
are
you
it.
Can put an ad at the beginning. I understand.
Make your money,
but you
boo-boo.
Put a bunch of mid-roll ads in a what is supposed to be something that built for you to sleep to with sounds. When you don't some YouTube commercials are 20 minutes long.
Okay, let's get this out of the way. Since we're talking about YouTube videos, which upsets you more, that or the fact that Sue Thomas thinks that the Monster Energy drink video was real?
She doesn't think it's real. You don't think those were real, did you?
Which Monster Energy?
Where they put
those
the,
aren't real?
The monster into the rubber.
Oh, no, no.
You know those are fake?
Yes.
Okay, good.
How do they do it?
Good.
Can we set the
you
table for
real?
The listeners?
I mean, I've never really watched one.
Ah, screw the listeners. They'll catch up.
Okay. That's fine.
Did we talk about that on the air at all, or was that all off
We did
air?
Not talk. Wait, no, we did talk about it on the air, but we did not discuss
Here's the
fact
setup.
That it
Tony
was fake.
Tony drinks more Monster Energy drink than any human I know. Mm-hmm. Sue is concerned. Someone found a video of Monster Energy turning a potato into a rubber dog toy.
It freaked me out.
Freaked Sue out.
And
we all thought that she thought it was real. Tony thinks it's fake. Andrew now seems to think it's real. There you go.
I've gone back and forth. I'm currently in fake, but I could be easily turned back to real.
You've spent time outside the show on this.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, because I was actually worried about it at first. I mean, I didn't think his stomach was going to turn into a stretchy potato, but the fact that it was doing multiple bad things,
but it
didn't seem good.
But it's not.
No. I guess you're right. I don't see into the cup when they do that weird, you know, spin it around thing.
Why
do you
I mean, think I've
they
never
can do
tested
video
it.
Cuts.
It's a weird thing to fake. Why do you think they'd fake it?
See,
they
this
fake
is
a lot
I'm,
of
to be alarmist.
Stuff
it's
on,
to you know
to
what?
Be alarmist about potatoes or energy
about
drinks.
Energy drinks. It's to have like me how see long, that how and long, go, Tony, you have to stop.
How long was the potato in the drink?
Not long.
They don't say.
We'll do it Monday.
Okay.
Thank you. I have never.
That way I can sleep about it.
I've never tested it. I've never watched another video about it except what we looked at that night.
I'm eating that potato.
But I am positive that if you put a potato in a cup full of Monster Energy, it doesn't turn into a rubber stretchy dog toy.
Well, what about the other tests they did? The shattering of the mug and the frying of the egg. The egg was super stretchy. We could do that easily. I'll bring
balloon?
In eggs. Oh, the balloon was freaky.
Yeah, that's not. No,
but what about the real. Eggs? We can try the eggs.
Are these all the same scientists doing these experiments?
It's like one magician.
Okay.
One guy in his kitchen.
It's a magician?
Well, I think that's what it is. I think he's.
Tony's the one who drinks those. He has to think it's a magician.
I can't tell if
doesn't
that
common
gained
sense,
or lost credibility in Dave's mind.
Doesn't
Dave,
common
it's
sense
a
tell you that
hold on,
if
Dave
you put,
is Blaine beyond this?
If you put a potato in a glass of Monster Energy,
hold on a second.
It may disintegrate.
We can solve this pretty quick.
Yes. Right.
If it's a magician.
I don't need to.
I don't think it was. Let me go
oh, no,
see
I just, I think, I think that's, I, when I watched that video.
Welcome to Mike's Magic Hour.
When I watched
I don't
that
think
video,
any of this guy's doing is real.
When I watched that video, that's how I interpreted it.
Gotcha.
This guy like.
Can someone
doing
pull
these
it up,
tricks.
Please?
Where did I see it?
I'm
Are you
trying
looking,
to find
Rachel?
It on YouTube, and I found
it's
a woman trying to recreate
for magicianry,
it, and she was not able to do it. But she might not have the magic touch. She might have done it wrong.
It
I cannot find these.
That's
videos.
One crappy magician right there. He needs to work on his act.
Oh. Got censored by
Facebook.
Ladies
and gentlemen,
for fake news.
The common potato.
All right. Oh, the guy's name is. Rick Lax, L-A-X. Let's see if he's... Someone else look him up and see if he's a
She
fraud.
Do be good at Google.
That sounds like a pun
Rick.
Name. Rick Lax.
L-A-X.
Like, yeah, that's like a pun name that we don't quite get.
Exactly.
He's from Las Vegas. Okay. Sounds like a magician to me. He is a magician.
Problem solved.
Facebook says he's a magician.
Problem
Ooh,
solved.
This machine rolls a 7 every time. Tell me more, Rick.
Call him Lax.
Mr. Lax.
Man, I need to go
I
home
feel
with
much
Rick
better
Lax.
Now, Tony. Sue. I did go back and forth.
Mr. Lax was my father's name. Please call me Magician Rick Lax.
Sue. I just looked it up.
Yeah,
it's the exact video that you that you're watching right there.
Yes.
That you showed me that day.
It's Tony's a parody hack.
That you just said you could be convinced that the title of the video is, you reading it?
Yeah, I see it says parody.
Life hacks with energy drinks you never knew existed. In parentheses,
parody act.
Parody magic hacks.
In
from
my
Rick
defense,
Lax.
There are about 5 different versions of this, and mine didn't say that.
Oh,
I'm sure by the time it made it to me, they'd taken it
hacks
out.
Hacks with Lax, of course.
Because who wants to watch it if you know that? I'm sure they got rid of that line by the time it made it to me. By the way, it wasn't
who
a
wants
potato.
To watch magic if you know it's magic?
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I'd love you.
I don't
yeah,
care
it's the,
about magic.
He took the skin
You're
off
in Vegas,
potato.
Sitting at the Penn and Teller show, and somehow you figure out that they're magicians. You're like, let's get the hell out of here.
she stands up in the front row and storms out.
I am not here to be fooled.
I am not the magic person. Show person who thinks, ooh, that's great.
Yeah, I am not your fool.
Well, except when I'm fooled on the internet,
Mr. Gillette.
Wow. I just busted another story wide open.
That's great.
So remember the TikTok bride who showed up to Target and tried to force her boyfriend to
yes.
marry her?
Yes.
It was
Tell
Rick
me Lax.
It was fake. Fake.
It was
fake,
Rick Lax.
Fake. Fake.
Rick Lax has a video of the same bride.
I knew it.
Being rude to her bridesmaids outside of a trendy brunch spot as they're getting wedding photos taken.
Rick
so
Lax
this is clearly
is.
So it's Mrs. Lax.
A actress going around being
We're
a
about
bridezilla.
To figure out the meaning of life.
It's Fiona Lax.
That's pretty amazing. That's pretty amazing.
We've come full circle.
That
wow, Rick.
Out of nowhere, potato pulling video, we find out it's Rick Lax, and then we find the salty bride. This is nuts.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
we're
some
detectives.
Simulation stuff right there.
Rick is behind it all.
Rick.
And we've
Rick.
Got him right here. No, I'm just kidding.
This is like years ago. Rachel told me, you're not going to believe this. Last night I pulled up Reddit, and it was about the Dave Glover show. I'm like, that's cool. She's like, no. You don't understand.
This we is like, made it to Reddit!
This is like 1 in a billion. I'm like, oh, that's great. Thanks, Rach. She's like, no, listen to me.
No, I'll tell you why it was amazing.
/DGS, are you kidding me?
It wasn't that. It was an Ask Reddit has like millions and tens of millions, if not like 100 million subscribers.
Yes, that's
and
correct.
It was a sex robot thread that, of course, I had to click on. And like the third comment was just some guy who was like, oh, yeah, the Dave Glover show says XYZ. That's a big deal. That's a way bigger deal than having our own subreddit or getting mentioned like in the a paranormal subreddit or the St. Louis subreddit. It was just a one in a million that I would see that comment on that thread out of millions and millions and millions of
now
posts.
I get it.
Yeah.
It is.
Wow,
I remember
that's
that.
Cool.
And it
Do
was,
we have
it was
a subreddit?
Cool. No.
Does Dave have a subreddit?
I don't think so.
We should somehow make Rick Lax's Twitter go crazy. he'll be like, honey, I told you it was going to happen.
Everyone go follow Rick
Lax. It finally happened. I knew that potato bit would kill.
The
How
egg
many views
bit
does it have,
freaked me out.
Do you still have it up? How many views does it have?
Oh, I got rid of it. Hold on. There it is.
Labeled. Parody magic video.
Well, this is 156,000, but this is only on one version, and I saw five different ones.
You looked into this enough that you know that there are five versions.
Oh, only when I Googled it, it looked there
Everybody,
are multiples. There's one on newsbreak.com. There's one on Facebook.
When the video goes viral, places will, like, steal it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I get that. Okay. I'm just saying that she looked at it five times. Yeah,
she spent enough time with it that she's
I
found it in five
I have videos of Phoebe graduating I haven't looked at five times.
I haven't looked at them five times. I'm just seeing them on Google.
Well, maybe she should be doing magic in the videos. Then
I do.
Watch them more.
Anchor story's falling apart. Andrew, would you like to give a two-minute what it's like to answer phones? Like, I walk by you all the time, and you have straight-up conversations with listeners. Not always comfortable.
Yeah.
Like, I walked by a while ago, and I heard you say, whatever you say, sir.
Oh, yeah. That guy was being rude.
Not to the level of you need to accept Jesus Christ in your life and then
best,
slam the phone
best
down.
Ever. Yes.
Who was that?
That's a story for the DGS Live show.
Oh, dear.
Yep.
No, I will have conversations with people. Sometimes they'll ask me questions directly. They'll be like, maybe you can help me or something. A lot of times people call with ad questions like, oh, I heard Dave talking about the supplement and that's, oh, that's Neovitin. Here's how you get it. But then other times they'll call in just to be rude. And I think that's unnecessary. So I will say to them, well, I think that's awfully rude. I think that's quite unkind. Sometimes they want to cuss or sometimes they'll want to be like, I think that he's gay. I don't like, when people call and they're like, I don't like when he snort laughs. It's like, well, I think that's a rude thing to like drop everything you're doing and call a radio station just to say something rude.
Have you ever had a good outcome? Has anyone ever said, you know what, you're right?
Yes. One time I went back and forth with a guy for a long time. And then finally,
sounds hot.
This was just like a month or two ago. And then finally he was like, well, you know what? I mean, I guess it is rude. And I'm like, yeah, it is. It's super rude. He's like,
how
all
often
right, well,
just,
sorry, whatever.
How often
and I was
that,
like, it's
when
okay,
people are mad, how often do they just go straight into their anger with you? Like they're talking to...
Instantaneously. A lot of people don't get... So
like they
when
think
you
it's
call,
Dave answering the phone and they're mad because he just said something that they disagree with. So they're just...
They think I'm answering the phone?
You say
guy,
hello and they just go right into it.
Yeah.
Like, here's why you're wrong.
There's one guy, Tom. He's a huge jerk. I'm sure he's figured out
by
now.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah, Tom. I'm sure you figured out by now that you're banned. We blocked your number, buddy. But he used to call and he would
Tom.
Just like immediately.
That just happened.
I did.
Tom's about to come down here and I'm not looking forward
he
to it.
He's buddy Tom.
Well, he just immediately would jump into like, you know.
This is Turbrock we're talking about, so take it easy.
You suck or cussing or, you know, I think you're all so stupid and I hate you. You know, just like, but before you could respond, he would hang up the phone really quick.
Aha!
And so, yeah, it never had, he didn't have like constructive things to say. He wouldn't call and be like, you know. Yeah, I think this is. I don't think this is a very good topic. And also, you know, blank, blank, blank. He would just call and jump into it and then hang up. And
my favorite is when people will call and complain about Andrew to Andrew, not knowing that it's him.
Oh,
tell Dan, I hate it every time he's on the show. That guy's so stupid.
And I just go like, I'll let him know.
Well, but there was one time where you were like, well, that's me. So, and they felt really bad, right?
It was it was an older lady who was not. And I felt okay opening up to her a bit because she was not unkind. She was critical. She was like, I don't think he's very smart. I don't like hearing his voice. And
That's
I don't think he's
mean.
Funny. It was mean. But I was like, you know, it wasn't like cruel. It wasn't like, because I'll get people that are just snapping that are like, and I hope he get, one guy on Facebook said I hope I get hit by a car. You know, that kind of thing. People will call with that, which is fine.
they tweet with that too, unfortunately.
Yeah, exactly. So this lady was a little, just a little more gentle about it. She was like, I just don't care to ever hear his voice or hear his, what he thinks. And I was like, okay, well, that's me. And she was like, oh, well, I mean, I was like, yeah, it's cool.
Sad.
And I appreciated that. I appreciated she wasn't like, well, I take it all back. I didn't mean any of it. I appreciated she was still like, well.
And Dave Glover has a sore mouth.
Yeah, we should play. What's the one for the best of?
Hot Dog Fingers.
Yeah, what's it called?
Camilla.
We should play that later.
We played that. We might have played that on Friday.
Did we really?
Yeah, I threw together a couple of my favorite best of.
Good man.
That's one of my favorites.
Then we won't. Really, then we won't play it. So you say that they, okay, have you guys ever seen, I don't want to get this wrong and make people mad. Basically, there is a bone, a heel bone, with an ancient first century nail in
this
it.
This isn't a Rick Lax video, is it?
Yeah, well, 10 minutes ago I would have said definitely not.
Anything could be.
And you've probably seen it. It's some of the only evidence we have for a true crucifixion. And it was found in the tomb of Caiaphas from the Bible. And so people think it's Jesus's, and that it disappeared for hundreds of years, or you know, at least decades, and now they found it again, and they've done all the scientific testing to show that yes, this is the bone and the nail from that tomb. And so half the people are saying, there you go, proven. And the other half are saying, troubling, because Jesus shouldn't have a bone left behind. And then others are like,
I always dislike stuff like that, because Jesus wasn't the only person who was crucified.
Thousands.
Right.
It was like the main way to give someone a painful, horrible death, which they did not shy away from. In fact, there were thieves on either side of him the day of his crucifixion. Mm. So, yeah, I never like that when it's like, it must be him. Like, it's probably not. Also, the whole thing is he rose from the dead. So, yeah, not sure why the bone would still be here.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
3:30 on the dot. DGS, happy Friday. It'll be a good night to cozy in. It'll be in the upper 30 degrees.
Wow.
Yeah. You want some science news?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Could aliens be watching us from their own planet? A study at Cornell found that more than 1,000 solar systems have a perfect sight line to Earth. I don't even know what that means. I mean, I guess there's
nothing blocking
it. Nothing blocking it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not a big planet or a star or anything in the way.
Okay. So 1,000 solar systems can see what we're doing.
I have a dumb question. Do we know how many solar systems there are? Do we even have a rough estimate?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked that.
Oh, boy.
Have I hit another documentary that we've watched?
Yes.
Of course.
So if you picture a spotlight on the ground,
okay,
that's the observable universe. That's what we can see.
Wow.
Based on light years and space time. But outside of that, we have no idea. So we could be able to see 1% of the observable universe or 99% of the observable universe.
We just don't know.
But in that observable universe, we have calculated, and it's billions and billions and billions of galaxies.
Dang.
So every star is potentially a solar system, and galaxies have billions of stars. So
it has to be limitless, right?
I think so.
That's what I think. There is a debate whether there's a shape to the universe or whether it's flat and infinite, which I tend to think it's flat and infinite.
Yeah, because something has to be. If it's there's a shape, something's got to be on the outside of the shape.
What if it's just all? Huh?
And they say that there's nothing outside of existence, space-time, because that's all there is, which warps your mind, but...
Oh, they don't know.
Yeah, what do they know? Half an hour ago, we thought that Rick Lax was a consultant, not a magician. Here are two more studies, and I love these. They're right next to each other. Scientists in Germany have set a new record for the shortest unit of time ever measured, zeptoseconds.
Okay.
A zeptosecond is 1/1,000,000,000th of a billionth of a second.
What?
Next to that story, researchers in Maryland figured out the exact gene in our body that tells us when it's time to pee. This is more my level of scientist.
I'm ready to break something right here. A zeptosecond?
Yes.
Half of that time?
Yes.
Is a tones second.
Okay. Then we just set a new record.
I just set a new record.
Fantastic.
It's half a zeptosecond. A Columbo second.
You just changed the name. Okay.
Well, a tone second is half of a zepto.
Sure.
Columbo second is half of a tones.
Okay.
We're getting smaller and smaller.
I hear you. All right.
I mean, couldn't you just keep doing that?
Yes.
I think you just did.
So that's not really all that impressive.
Somewhere in Oslo, there's a jackass radio host reporting on the Columbo second.
Because
take half of that.
You could just keep doing
yes,
it.
Yes, I get what you're saying.
If you want to keep naming them, you could keep naming them.
Down to nothing.
There's always another decimal point you can add.
Somewhere there's a real scientist that just ran into a bridge on purpose. Rach, headlines?
Sure, headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Get your grill on this fall with Schnucks, your place for certified Angus beef. Have you guys seen all these pictures of Mitch McConnell with his bandages and bruises all over his hands?
Yeah.
These are crazy.
There's something about being an old worm-looking leader of the Senate that makes you fall off of stuff. Remember Harry Reid?
Yeah.
He was always falling off his Peloton.
Same joke. Yeah.
Reporters were asking him about the bruises and the bandages, and he said, there's absolutely nothing to be concerned about. So now I'm extra concerned. No, I mean, it's odd. The photos are strange.
I mean, at least Harry Reid told us what happened.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened with old
Maybe
Mitch.
Mitch is in Fight Club.
If he's wearing gloves next week, we're going to know something's up for sure. According to a new report, Bernie Sanders wants to be Joe Biden's labor secretary if Joe is elected.
He should just keep quiet.
Oh, keep saying that.
They should send him on a vacation somewhere.
I thought it was interesting last night that's funny because Bernie is somehow, it seems by that story, under the belief that
he's
friends with Joe Biden.
Right.
Joe Biden doubled down again last night on the whole, like, I'm not a socialist. I beat the socialists. The reason I'm here is because I was different than all those progressives. I don't stand for the things that they stand for.
Maybe Bernie is just saying, pay me back for disappearing for a while you became the candidate.
Could be.
And Joe says, I changed my number.
Yeah, maybe not.
President Trump says that he is voting in person on Election Day in Florida. He's taking his own advice and is voting. Oh, I'm sorry. He's voting on Saturday in Florida, but he's not doing it through the mail. Just interesting because there was a whole thing where people were like, oh, look at you. You've been voting through the mail.
Mm-hmm.
So he's deciding to practice what he preaches and do it in person. Out of hand Facebook comments have prompted Missouri County to stop posting COVID-19 updates on social media. The Facebook comments were so negative and were stressing them out so badly that they said, we're not doing it on social media anymore. You can find all the updates on our official website.
Wow.
Can't you just block comments? I guess not.
Like we blocked Tom.
buddy.
Yeah, I guess you could turn comments off, but they probably figure what's the point. Mm. They said, we are mentally tired, and after working countless hours trying to stay on top of all this, we are yelled at, complained about, and spoke to in the most disrespectful of ways, not to mention after working up COVID-19 cases and making recommendations for 8 months, people seem to think that they are the experts, and we know nothing. This is the St. Genevieve County Health Department.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder what flavor of mean they're being.
Oh.
It can't be nice.
Internet flavor?
Yeah, I mean.
But I mean about COVID, there's only so many things being mean about COVID.
Yeah, just if they're giving out advice or guidelines, there's going to be somebody that hates those guidelines.
Flying through headlines today because I figured I would keep most debate stuff out of it. I figured mm-hmm. that would be a separate issue. Kind of a turn here. Elton John is getting his own Barbie doll. It's kind of cute. It's not Elton as a Barbie. It's a Barbie dressed as Elton John. Just kind of a cool collector's
item. So it's a female Barbie with the Elton John outfit.
Yeah, not with like the haircut or anything. Gotcha. She's got like long curly blonde hair and just wearing like sparkly jacket. Glasses, what have you. So,
who would that be for?
Yeah, probably collectors.
Okay.
I mean, I like Barbies. I don't collect them, but I like looking at them and like the holiday Barbie that comes out. I usually.
Well, I guess even like a little kid buying a Barbie, they would know who Elton John is, but it would.
It's sparkly.
Sparkly.
Yeah. It's a fancy Barbie.
You're salty today. I like it.
No,
you're just crapping on everything.
No, it's just
a sparkly Barbie.
No, I was saying like that's a kid would like it because it's a fancy Barbie.
Dave, it's a sparkly Barbie.
They're probably gonna think it's a JoJo Siwa.
Can we move on? It's not Elton John, Dave.
Siwa.
That's all I grabbed for headlines. You guys want to talk about the debate a little bit, or you kind of seem like you don't want to?
Oh no, it's fine. I've just kind of been waiting for the right moment.
Well, the moment is now.
Fine. It's my time in the spotlight. Watch me shine. Mm. As I said on Tony's show last night after the debate, I was wildly entertained because I thought it was hilarious. And we laughed a lot about the whole...
The Lincoln line.
I didn't say I was Abraham Lincoln. And Rach, what was the other one about tiny windows?
Very small, tiny windows and many other things.
And then there's another one that Trump did that was legitimately, it really made me laugh.
I loved whenever he called Biden an innocent baby.
Yes.
And then he said,
yes.
But we found the laptop from hell.
So I laughed a bunch.
I thought Biden's delivery of Abraham Lincoln over here, I thought that was funny.
That was funny.
Like his tone and his delivery on that line
but
was
you know
really
what, though?
Abraham Lincoln over here.
But he lost it
he did.
To Trump, who wasn't trying to be funny. Trump was like, what are you talking about Lincoln? Why are you bringing up Lincoln? Because he forgot he brought it up 2 minutes before.
Right.
I thought exactly the same thing. I'm like, that's a great line. But then Trump won because he said something dumb but funnier.
I don't know. I thought everybody won with that exchange.
Yeah. I thought last night was by far the best Trump has been. I would feel very differently about the president and would take a lot less crap on this radio station if that's the guy I saw every day.
Yeah.
I can live with that guy. Yeah. He was still a Fruit Loop.
I could tell.
He's still very weird, but I can live with that guy.
After the first debate, when you called in, I could tell that you were a mix of embarrassed and angry.
Yeah. I was.
Like, you were not going to play. And you
nope.
usually play.
Yeah.
Like, that's Dave Glover. You know, you usually bring a little bit of funny and, you know, a goofy take or something like that that, you know, we're not already talking about. But you were, after that first one, you were angry
mm-hmm.
and upset with the president's behavior and everything. And last night, your tone was so different. Like, I could really tell that.
Yeah, I was happy.
Where's this guy been?
Like, okay, we finally, with 8 hours left before the election, we got it right.
How much would you like to see?
This is a debate.
That? Like, we were supposed to have three debates.
Yep.
How much would you like to see a third debate now?
Would have been really helpful. So, I think Trump was about as good as Trump can get. I thought that Biden did exactly what he needed to do, which is survive. He had a couple of good lines, but he also, I thought, looked very, very tired.
He faded. It was weird.
Yeah.
Like, he faded fast. It was 90 minutes, and it was like at the 30 minutes left, at the 60-minute mark, he just turned into a different guy.
Yeah.
And he went from fighting back and you know, Abraham Lincoln over here and having, you know, a bunch, you know, having a force in his voice and, you know, fighting back against the president to suddenly just like talking quieter.
Well, I thought the biggest non-funny moment of the night was when Biden, right or wrong, let it slip that he was going to shut down the oil industry.
Yeah.
And what he meant was, because I've seen him talk about it many times, what he means is the oil industry is going nowhere in our lifetimes, but we're going to phase it out because we need to. That's what he means, and that's what an intelligent person would say. But he left it the door open where Trump goes, wow, that's a big statement. You're going to shut down the oil industry.
And he didn't fix it.
Right. In fact, when he said that's a big statement, he goes, it is.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, did you hear that, Texas? Did you hear that, Pennsylvania? And the only thing that Joe did was say, you take everything out of context.
Yeah.
Dude, you can't let him have the last word on that. That's horribly damaging.
No, it reminded me of the first debate with Trump and the condemn white supremacy thing when they said,
yeah, you got to knock that one out of the park.
And he said, sure, I will. Okay, go ahead. I thought I just did. No, you just left it hanging there. Like, Joe had the chance. He said, we have to, you know, he said, yes, I will. We have to phase it out. And Trump said, wow, that's a bit. And he had his chance.
He did.
He could have right then said, yeah, we
eventually.
Eventually, we have to, for the planet, we have to phase it out, which we do. At some point, we do.
We will.
But you can't. But, you know, you can't let Trump go, did you hear that, Texas? Did you hear that, West Virginia?
Yeah.
We're going to get rid of, you know.
I don't know. I get what you guys are saying, because now they can run all of these ads and whatever else. But I actually thought that Joe had a pretty good strategy on a couple things he didn't engage. There was one question where they were like, Mr. Biden or Vice President Biden, would you like to follow up? And he goes, no.
Agreed.
And it was more like, just like, hey, he's not engaged. I think a lot of people fall into the trap.
About that.
Right,
yes,
right.
Oil
but
one.
I mean, like,
because
that
I
technique
agree with
in
you.
General, I think has worked for him. I mean, the little part that was about, like, the laptop and all this stuff, Joe did not engage, and they ended up getting out of that pretty quickly.
Take a quick break. Come back with your thoughts on the debate. 314-241-9797. Toll free from anywhere. 866-455-9797.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Watching a commercial of a daughter going away to college. Man, that's going to kill me when Phoebe goes. Never forget taking Nick to his first day at Mizzou and, you know, had a great time. And he was walking me back to my car, and there was this dad, a little younger than me, and he just looked lost.
Aww.
And he goes, you dropping off your boy? I said, yeah. He goes, I just dropped my daughter off. And he gets his thousand yard stare, and he goes, I'm terrified. She has no idea how beautiful she is, and she's never really lived, and I'm just afraid everyone's going to take advantage of her. And I'm like, okay, bye.
Oh,
nice to meet you.
M-I-Z. Like, well, I know one boy that won't take advantage of her. Right, Nick?
Dang.
Yeah, I made it through that whole thing without crying, and because you know what an emotional mess I am. And I called Marie on my way home, and she's like, did you cry? And I'm like, no. And then I lost it.
Oh.
And I remember exactly where I was, going down 70, driving away from Columbia, and had to pull off, like, into a Quick Trip or something, because I was just inconsolable.
That's really sweet,
like, though. It just broke the dam.
You cannot be the only one that happens to.
Oh, God, no.
Right? I mean.
Tony, what are your emotions of me dropping Nick off?
No. When it comes to my kids, I am.
So like, when you drive away from Springfield next year?
To this day, if he's used to going to daycare. But every now and then we'll have a bad morning where he just doesn't want to, you know, doesn't want to go to daycare and wants to spend the day with me. And it to this day, if I drop James off at daycare and he's crying and he's like, "No, I want to stay with you. I want to," I'm crying. I'm in the car crying. Like,
what kind of monster just leaves the
baby? Rach, how are you going to be when Lucy goes to Fontbonne?
It's going to be a tough day.
Fire tiny sweatshirts.
But you know, I got her in a good school district now for a reason. So
that's right. Rach, what did you think of last night?
I'm just going to rip off the commentator on the Fox News Rundown podcast this morning because I thought he nailed it. He said it was like a boxing match with no knockouts and you're just going off of points. And it depends on how you view it. Some people think Biden won by a few points. Some people thought Trump won by a few. But yeah, I mean, I saw like survey after survey on Twitter who won the debate. And I really didn't know how to answer. I mean, truly didn't. And it wasn't like, well, I don't want to vote for Trump or like, well, Biden, in spite of everything. Like, I just didn't know who to pick, really. Yeah. I mean, I think it depends on how you look at it. And even still, I don't think there was like a star. And I don't think there was a real loser either.
Yeah,
I think I agree. It was the best either of them have done so far.
I thought the best, strongest thing that Trump did was when Joe kept saying, "When I get in there, I'm going to do this." And Trump kept saying,
"I agree,
dude. You were there like 8 years ago or 4 years ago,
and
whatever
timed
it was."
It well.
Yeah,
and he timed it.
It was
well.
it wasn't just a good line. It's true.
It's true.
It would be like if I left the show and you took over for the next 3 years and I come back and I'm like, "Here's what I'm going to do." And you're like, "Why didn't you do it back then?"
Yeah. Yeah. It was a great line and it was delivered well, which is very important. And yeah, he that was towards the end. And he said, "Joe, you keep saying you're going to do this, you're going to do that. You were there. You were vice president for 8 years.
It was effective.
Why didn't you do it?"
What was Joe's response when he said that?
He said that he said the Republicans stopped him.
Huh.
It was not a good answer.
No.
You know, I mean, because it was a good hit by Trump.
So is it a week from next Tuesday?
Yeah, it's a week from this Tuesday. This coming Tuesday. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.